Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four. As we try to keep a straight face here in hour four as we hang out. It's Friday, the 26th day of April. Don't forget, fifth hour podcast coming up today. Major announcement. If you didn't hear hour one of this podcast, I will save this only for the fifth hour with me and Danny G. First Maller meet and greet. It's going to be in the southern part of the United States. If you want to hear about it, listen, download the fifth hour. But here in hour four, why would the Bills help Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs improve their roster? They did. The Kansas City football team got a receiver because of Buffalo. Also, we saw a record 6 quarterbacks picked in the first 12 picks. That is blank. Right, what is the word for that? And which first-round receiver will exceed expectations? We'll talk about that. Also, what else stood out from opening night of the draft? We'll get to all of those things and more. Right now, here it is. Have a wonderful weekend. It's hour number four. The phrase that would apply here, the rich get richer. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right nearby as we park the bus coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and inconceivably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the starter. A day one starter. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That is so many. Alf the Alien Alpiner is trying to figure out how he can count that high. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, we'll get a little bit to the basketball, but I wanted to start this hour with football. Why the draft is going on this weekend. Oh, it's so exciting! Now, our lead this hour is from the college selection draft, the Pro Football's 89th edition. We continue our comprehensive around-the-clock coverage here at Fox NFL Draft 2024. So near the end of the first round, Kansas City created quite a hullabaloo. If you didn't hear about it, maybe you tuned out the draft. What I had done by that point is I had put the NBA on, and then I had the NBA on the big TV, and then I had the draft on my computer. So that was what I was. That's how I was doing it. So I had big TV draft. Big TV was the NBA, and then I had small TV. After the top 15 picks or so, I thought I was only going to make it till the top 10, but for some reason I was lazy and I stayed until the 15th pick and then I put the TV on the basketball. Now, get to the point. So Kansas City, I don't know if you know this or not, they've won the last couple Super Bowls, and they have a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes who seemed genuinely excited that he will be throwing passes to a speed merchant named Xavier Worthy this coming season. Now, how do we know that? Mahomes celebrated with the language of the world, the universal language of the world that brings every different group of people together, the language of emojis on social media after the Chiefs had made a trade with Buffalo and that allowed them to be worthy of acquiring the wide receiver with the number 28 pick. Now, Worthy, if you don't know his game, if you're not familiar with his game, and not that maybe you watch more than a couple Texas games, so Xavier Worthy set the combine record back in March. He ran the 40-yard dash at 4.21 seconds, which is a little bit faster than I or you would run the 40-yard dash. I get a kick out of the 40-yard dash because the only reason that is a thing is because Paul Brown was trying to find people to play on special teams, because I guess even back then nobody wanted to play special teams, and they determined that the most you would run on a punt return is 40 yards, or a kick return, 40 yards. So they said, okay, I need guys that can run really fast for 40 yards. And so that's how the 40-yard dash thing started. And it's taken a life of its own. But that's not the story. The story is what the Chiefs did. So the question, why would the Bills, better story in the losing locker room, why would the Bills help facilitate Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs improving their roster and getting this wide receiver, Xavier Worthy? So I've got Luke Combs, Mini Bar, and Haberdashery. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make Tacos Del Rato. And I'm hopefully going to have some Tacos Del Rato this week. Those are crunchy tacos, formerly called Gringo Tacos. All right, so to kick off, the Buffalo football team, and I recommend you go back and hear the Hour 1 podcast, I believe it was. We had a member of Bills Mafia rationalizing and defending what Buffalo did. But the Bills are hoarding little micro defeats this offseason. Now, you had a trade. Remember, Stephon Diggs ends up being given away. Now, Kansas City had to trade. They had to trade Diggs. We knew that. Everyone who's not delusional drinking the Kool-Aid there in Buffalo knows that Stephon Diggs had to be traded. But you end up giving him away to the Texans. In return, Buffalo got a bag of wheat thins. They were stale, expired wheat thins, but that's what you got. And Josh Allen, he's still the center of the universe for the Bills. However, they are chipping away around the corners, around the edges of the Buffalo roster. It's not over yet. Could be some big moves on the horizon today. There better be some big moves on the horizon. It's not easy being in Bills Mafia. This offseason, up until this point, we do the show today. We're not worried about tomorrow or the day after. Today, as we're doing this show early in the morning on April 26th, a Friday, the Bills story this offseason, it's been like a Luke Combs tune. When it rains, it pours, right? Buffalo's front office tossing in the sponge at this point. It was one of the cheapest first-round trades, we are told, first-round trade-ups in the past generation. Two decades. And you pour salt into the wound by helping push a talented pass catcher to your arch nemesis. They get the player that they wanted. And so, on the surface, Andy Reid is playing 3D chess yet again. Worthy is a speed demon, and now he gets to help play with the Mona Lisa of quarterbacks. Now, to play devil's advocate, just for a second, because it's not guaranteed this is going to work out, if you look at the history of the fastest man at the combine, it's a who's who of players that never made it. So the chances are not, it's not a guarantee is what I'm trying to say, that Xavier Worthy turns out to be just amazing, that he's unearthly with his ability and all that. But he's got the speed, and he's going to play the Tyreek Hill role in the Chiefs offense. They were good enough to win last year when they didn't have anybody who's any good at receiver. Their top guy, he was really fast racing cars around Dallas. Rashi Rice, who's going to miss some games. Now, furthermore, I'm going to turn the page. A lot of the chatter leading into the draft was everyone loves the quarterbacks and they're going to be drafted. And turns out that was right. Right? That was right. That was the story at the beginning of the night. We saw a record. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks. What is the word for that? What is the word for that? So I'll go first. The word for that is malfeasance. That is the word for that. It is football malpractice. What are you doing? Like, I understand you got to get quarterbacks, but we had teams that gave quarterbacks big money like Atlanta, and they still drafted another quarterback. You know what's going on? These executives, my theory is they're hitting the mini bar, and they're working. They go from the mini bar, and then they work the casino floor. They need to call 1-800-GAMBLER is what they need to call, because you got a problem. This is not a historically elite group of quarterbacks, unless you live in a bubble and you're related to them. It is not. But rather than have the pick of the litter, get any defensive player you want, any defensive player you want, guys at other positions that hadn't been drafted. No, no, no. You are such a jabroni that you have to go out there and get a quarterback. There were three quarterbacks picked in the top 12 that were projected as second-round picks a couple months back. My Spidey-like senses tell me that these teams will regret it. Now, the three that were borderline first, second, third-round picks a couple months ago, you've got Bo Nix, and he ended up going, he was the last one drafted, J.J. McCarthy, and then Drake May, some say, no, he was always going to be drafted high. I looked at Drake May, and I said, this guy, he's drafted by the Patriots. I mean, he didn't look very good to me. The guy that I like is Michael Penix Jr., but he's the guy that went to Atlanta, while they signed the Minnesota quarterback, the Vikings quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Jaden Daniels goes to Washington. Caleb Williams, said to be the most talented quarterback in football history that paints his fingernails, he goes to the Bears. All of that said, J.J. McCarthy should have been a second-round pick, and at the same time, that is the top situation of any of the quarterbacks that are drafted. Prove me wrong. Both those statements are true. J.J. McCarthy's talent is that of a second or a third-round pick, but yet he is in the greatest situation of any of these six quarterbacks that were selected in the opening round of the draft. Bill Walsh, that's an old football coach. He's dead. He's been dead for a while, but he was a genius in his day. And he used to talk about how it takes a village to raise a quarterback, that cliche. But Minnesota is set up. They've got an above-average offensive line. You've got Justin Jefferson, assuming he doesn't demand a trade, premier receiver. You've got playmakers up the wazoo there in Minnesota. It's not a great division. Packers, I'm not overly impressed with them. Everyone's going crazy for the Packers. They're a middling team until proven otherwise. The Lions, okay, but do you really trust them? And then you got the Bears. So you say, well, you know, teams are on the come, as they say in gambling, but I'm not so sure. All right, last thing here. Real quick, what else? Let's clear out the notebook. What else stood out from the opening night, the first round of the NFL draft? So I would say the bling bling, sitting pretty, big showcase if you were watching for the local haberdashery. A lot of Dapper Dans out there walking around. You had suits here, there, and everywhere, inside embroidery. How much does that cost? How much do you think those guys spent? And then we had a lot of Iceman, a lot of jewelry, a lot of bling bling, sunglasses. I love the amount of people wearing sunglasses at night in Detroit. And then the interviews, you had the cliches, the meathead responses. As for the football stuff, the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones saying, we're all in, trading down as the snooze offseason continues. Jerry Jones standing on top of a bully pulpit, giving the Cowboy fan the middle finger. You had the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, who had a great quote about drafting an offensive tackle. He said they consider offensive linemen to be difference makers and big stars and all that. But here's the problem. It would appear, based on that draft pick, that the philosophy of Jim Harbaugh is to turn the Chargers into a ground-and-pound team. So why did you pay Justin Herbert? I know Harbaugh wasn't there, and there were teams that were calling, trying to trade for Justin Herbert. They obviously didn't trade him because of some financial reasons. Then you had the Raiders, who needed a quarterback, and they ended up taking Brock Bowers, a tight end who's supposedly pretty good, but that's odd. Good news for my guy, the great. This guy, I loved him in Jacksonville. I love him. I loved him with the Colts last year. Minshew Mania, Gardner Minshew, who takes over there with the Raiders. All right, we will press on. We've got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. A thing that LeBron James said has gone viral. People are very upset with LeBron, and it would appear that Darvin Ham is going to be fired. That's the word. Wait till you hear what happened. Chaos in Lakerland. We'll get to that. And some draft myth building, NFL draft myth building. We'll go there as well, and we'll do it all. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You can co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
There was a story a couple of days ago that Darvin Ham, that's a basketball coach of the Lakers, that he is going to be back no matter what. You want to bet on that? Yeah. Things aren't going so well there. Lakers got smoked again by the Nuggets while we were all watching the NFL draft festivities. But LeBron James made a statement that has gone viral, which is the antithesis of like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. LeBron's often compared to Michael Jordan. Is he better than Michael Jordan? Any argument defending LeBron against Jordan has now ended. Wait till my guy Rob Parker hears about this. Listen to LeBron James. This is a statement he made after the Lakers just got their pants pulled down by the Denver Nuggets. Take a listen.
And it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
That's it. At the end of the day, it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball. Does that sound like a guy that still has the passion for the game? It does not. That just game of basketball, LeBron, that's just basketball, has made LeBron worth over $1 billion. It's just basketball.
Wow. That's,
yeah. Play it again. I want to hear it again. Play it again. This is LeBron James. Listen to this.
And it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Yeah, that's a drop.
LeBron James.
Guess even better. I didn't
because he's
this.
Bigger than just basketball, Ben. He's a global icon, right?
Gets better though, Eddie. When I was a young lad, one of the great moments in Laker history is when the Lakers were getting beat up by Karl Malone and John Stockton, the Utah Jazz, and Nick Van Exel famously said, "Was it 3-2-1 or 1-2-3 Cancun?" As they broke the huddle during the game or before the game. Well, D'Angelo Russell was spotted during the game while sitting on the bench. He was eating snacks on the bench during the game, which might
what kind
not,
of snacks?
Well, I couldn't really tell. It's a grainy cell phone video, Eddie. I can't believe they didn't mention that on the TNT broadcast that he was eating some snacks.
Yummy!
It would not have been a problem if the Lakers, A, won the game, or if D'Angelo Russell had made a single shot and scored a single point. He had a cardio game. He scored no points. No points in the
you
game.
You suck!
0-7 for D'Angelo Russell. Now, Coop, do you remember, was it game two when Reggie Miller gave him a shoulder massage, a mani and a pedi. He said, see, the Laker fans were ripping D'Angelo Russell. Because he was making some shots in the first half. And Reggie was like, see, he's great. God. So good. So wonderful. So wonderful. It is. We'll take some calls in a minute. My board is being reset as we speak right now. While we do that, this guy, Supermarket Steve, this guy's caused me so much trouble. And this schmuck, he said he was going to call up on this show, and the show's almost over. This hour is the last hour. We got about a half an hour to go, and he hadn't called up. My inbox was filled with people so upset with me. I liked you. It's always, I liked your show, but Supermarket Steve, you better call up. If you don't call up now, you better call up next week. Because he is the guy. He's the grocery cart whisperer who gave me the advice to not return the cart. Now, I want to be clear here.
What a dumb thing to do.
I don't put the cart.
I wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Well, I know. But listen, here's the deal. I don't leave the cart. Some of you were sending me emails very angry, saying, oh, my car got dinged by a shopping cart. Listen, calm down. Take a breath, okay? What I do is I put the cart on the side. I don't put it back in the cart return, but I make sure it's not going to hit a car. Okay.
I went to the grocery store today and
congratulations, Eddie.
There was a spot that was like right perfect. I'm like, all right. I pull up and there was an effing cart like right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I almost sent you guys a picture saying, look, this is the a-holes that don't put their carts away.
How about you get out and you move the carts? Now you get a little exercise. The guy's looking out for you, Eddie. He says you're a fat ass and you need to get out and move the carts.
I get enough exercise. I don't need extra.
Oh, no, you don't. Ozzy Waz says, I know you don't do shout-outs. He's in Western Australia, where no one lives other than him. He says, I know you don't do shout-outs for people's birthdays, so I will not tell you it's my birthday today, and it's my daughter's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, cumpleaños feliz.
We don't do birthday shout-outs, certainly not for international listeners. There's no way. No way we would do that.
Hell no.
And your daughter? Come on. You think your daughter's going to get a birthday shout-out on American radio? Come on. What are you talking about? Ferg Dog writes in and says, it's just basketball, Ben. I hate to admit it, but LeSweep James is right, he said. Yeah. When I get called into the boss's office, it's just radio. It's so simple. It's just a radio show. What's the big deal? It's just radio. That's all it is.
One of my favorite sayings, I went to Waffle House in Ohio, and the manager was a young lady, and she was in a really bad mood, and she was like, just, you could tell she was like stomping around doing her job, and the old cook behind the grill just kind of laughed and shook his head, and he said, it's just Waffle House.
Yeah. Life would be better. I take the show too seriously. I should be like LeBron. Who cares? Anyway, let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Mark the Full Name Guy in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Mark the Full Name Guy.
Well, now look here, Mr. Ben Maller. No, this is Kermit. Kermit the Frog. Who do you think you're calling? Mona Lisa of quarterbacks.
Oh, that's Patrick Mahomes. I called the Mona Lisa of quarterbacks. Yes.
Hey, Mona, don't call me Mona Lisa quarterbacks. I'm a very masculine frog. How dare you?
What kind of medication are you on tonight? What are you doing this morning? My God. All right, thank you. I'm good. All right. Thank you. I'm good.
God, what a great call that was.
All right. Man, it's just radio, Eddie.
In a good mood.
It's just radio. It's so simple. Let's go to, it's going to get even better. Let's go to Whoopie Pie Blair, who's in the great state of Maine. Hello, Whoopie Pie Blair.
What's up, Ben?
It's just a call to a radio show. Don't worry. It's just a call. At the end of the day, it's just a call to a radio show.
You don't put your freaking cart back. You lame moron. Come on. Come on, Ben. Well, put your damn cart back.
No, you dope. Let me explain something to you, okay? I have a professional in the industry who has spent his adult life working in the grocery business. Well,
I don't care.
You're uneducated when it comes to the grocery cart game. I am educated. I have the wisdom. I have the knowledge of a listener to this show who has informed me the proper etiquette. I'm looking out for somebody to keep their job. Okay, you have not had an awakening yet, Blair, when it comes to the grocery store, grocery cart. That's a bad job by you.
I accidentally just hung up on Blair. but also, what about
I can tell you were very remorseful about that.
What about the several other grocery like employees that have told you that you're wrong?
Well, it's a controversial issue, Coop, but I stand...
It is not a controversial issue.
It is controversial because I've also had people work at grocery stores other than our guy Steve who have also agreed.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you are lying.
You have not had spiritual enlightenment when it comes to this issue, Coop, and at some point you will have it, okay? You're trying to bully me, okay? And you're not. It's not going to work. Because I have heard it from the horse.
Lee Delap brought up a good point. He said you love walking. Why don't you just walk the extra 20 feet and put your cart away?
Lee's on the wrong side also. Okay. So now you're trying to get Lee involved in this. Again,
You're the only one that is on the wrong side, Ben.
I did this because of a professional who's told me to do this. a man that works in the business.
And yet he's nowhere to be found and
think,
has not.
Think for yourself, Ryan.
Because he's putting carts back. That's why right now.
You're all about your own opinions on everything else, but the shopping cart thing, you're like, no, I got to take someone else's advice.
My Supermarket Steve is my guy, and if you have an issue, you can take it up with him, but he's all-knowing, all-powerful,
I
almighty.
I would if he called in.
He's omnipresent when it comes to the grocery cart. He has all the answers. He's busy working, Eddie. He's got a job. He can't call a radio show. He's got work to do.
Yeah, because our listeners are all very dedicated employees.
Yes, they are. Hello, Blair's called back. Hello, Blair.
I'm all over you on this.
No, you're not. You sound like a donkey is what you sound like.
Shut up. I've worked in the industry.
No, you have not. Oh, you're a liar.
Blair has worked in the industry.
No, he has not. He's making
industry
that
insider.
Up.
Insider.
Prove it. What store did you work at? Prove it.
I have. I've worked at an industry. It's called Vons.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, you ever heard of Vons, Ben?
You're a dingleberry. I don't believe
you. Look at you dismissing
dingleberry.
Blair.
Dingleberry. Ed. He's a schmendrick.
My ninth grade year as a freshman in high school, I worked at Vons.
Nah, we don't believe you.
I was in ninth grade.
I believe you, Blair.
I don't believe this guy. No chance.
Yes, I did. It was in Mission Viejo, California.
Wow, that's a bougie place. I used to live there.
This was so long ago, it was in the history books, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say.
They put a plaque up when Blair left. They put a plaque up.
Well, I got fired.
All right. Okay, everyone. My leader has contacted me. My leader has contacted me. Supermarket Steve sends me a message. Sorry, Ben, I've been trying to call in, but the lines have been blocked. I got 20 minutes to submit my order. I promise first hour Monday I will be there. Okay. The first hour next week, Supermarket Steve will be here. All right. Rich writes in. He says, I love the show. I just got to Vegas to celebrate the weekend. Not Monday. I will be on hold. Oh, there you go. I read the wrong message. Rich said,
I'm so
love the
confused
show.
Now.
I know. He said, I just got to Vegas to celebrate the weekend. Not sure if I should wear my Laker gear. Yeah. Okay. All right, I don't know why you sent that to me. Wear whatever you want. I don't care. Go to Vegas. There's 8 million people wearing Laker gear. And I'm very disappointed. My friend Bob Fesco is also on the wrong side of history when it comes to the grocery cart. I cannot wait. We might do the
Everyone's
whole
against
hour.
You on this.
No, Supermarket Steve is my guy. He's my whisperer.
I'm not against him either.
Yeah, that's right. Air high five to Lorraine. I'm giving you an air high five. She's giving me one too. See, right there, air high five.
Well, she's a kiss ass.
No, she's not. She's a tough woman.
No, she absolutely is.
She'll kick your ass. Wow. Lorena, he's now bullying you. This is what Coop does.
It's because he gets defensive. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to take her seriously with the yellow bucket hat.
It's a cheese hat.
Yeah.
That she has flipped inside out now.
Do you have a problem with cheese?
Working on this show, she's losing her mind.
Yeah.
It is not flipped inside out, Coop.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. No, you can't take anything Lorena says seriously.
Wow.
Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cubs over the Astros, 3-1 Chicago with the sweep. Houston's now 7-19 on the year.
If they keep going like this, Eddie, for another couple weeks, we will have the funeral of the Astros. We'll bury them.
That'll be nice.
On the radio, right here.
Brewers beat the Pirates 7-5, A's over the Yankees 3-1. Now back to Ben Maller on the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios.
We continue on, chopping down these overnight hours. Going to have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Real quick, though, I see, is it Dylan the Plumber? Dylan the Plumber, real quick, I got to get to Coop. Dylan the Plumber, what's going on, Dylan?
Yeah, Ben, I thought a lot more than you than this whole grocery cart fiasco. What in the hell ails you to be leaving all these carts all over the place?
All right, listen, I had a conversation with a professional in the industry who has advised me that it is rude. You're taking people's job away from them, that the grocery stores will fire these people.
Absolutely not true at all.
See?
No, it is true. Well, how do you know? Listen, I go by.
Christmas song. And
what?
This is the type of respect that you show people. Have a good day, buddy.
All right, take care. Let's get to the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Here he is, straight from Hollywood, the Coop Dalu.
All right, so I'm going to start off Coop Scoop Entertainment with a little entertainment news, but this is the audio variety. For those of you that are Harry Potter fans, such as myself, all 7 Harry Potter books are going to be recorded as full cast audio productions.
Oh my God, my wife is going to pass out.
All right, Eddie, calm down.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Your wife loves them too, Ben, from what I understand. She's a big Harry Potter head.
Oh yeah?
That's her problem, not my problem.
Oh, Harry Potter is great, Ben. Yeah. I got my wife into this, and so she'll be stoked to hear
this. I'm
upset.
I didn't fit. I'm too tall for the Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios. I can't fit on. I'm too tall. My legs are too big.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Well, anyway, so this will be a full cast audio production with more than 100 actors, and it will release exclusively on Audible.
Oh, man, I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All 7 books, that's going
to
be expensive.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. She doesn't.
Neither
does your wife. Neither.
That's true.
No wives listen to the show.
Yeah. The new audiobooks are scheduled to premiere in late 2025.
I got to wait for a while.
That long to... I mean, how long does it take?
I mean, these are
To schedule everyone, if they're going to get all the real people.
I could do an audio book in a month.
That's one person. We're talking about, you just said hundreds of people.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's going to be it's not going to be the actors from the movies. It'll be new actors.
I want you to know, someday I will write a tell-all book. Not that anyone will read it, but I will do the voice on the audio on the book version, the audio version of the book, audio book.
No, yeah.
If I could talk, that would help. But yeah.
All right, moving over to theaters. We have a new movie called Challengers coming out this weekend, and you may have seen previews for this. It's got good reviews. It stars Zendaya, and she plays a former tennis prodigy turned coach. And she's married to a champion on a losing streak. And then her husband's redemption takes a surprising turn when he must face off against his former best friend and her former boyfriend. Love triangle stuff, Zendaya, tennis. I'm in.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah. So that one's got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes so far, and it is out this weekend. Out today. And we also have a new action-adventure fighting bloody movie called Boy Kills World. And this is a revenge story starring Bill Skarsgård. And that is out.
Ben has no idea who that is.
As an actor, Eddie.
Well, I mean, I think that was pretty apparent.
In your face, Garcia. In your face.
Can you name anything else that Bill Skarsgård has been in?
Yeah, he was in Sesame Street when I was a kid.
No.
How do you know? Maybe he was.
He wasn't born then.
No. He played.
Well, maybe he was reincarnated. How about that?
He played Pennywise in the new It movies. But, yeah, moving over to television, only one thing of note that I want to mention. For those of you that are fans of the Sonic the Hedgehog movies that have come out, they're good movies, actually.
Oh, Lorena loves that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I can't believe Coop has... Oh, God.
I mean, you never know with her. a new limited series called Knuckles. Based off the sidekick for
the red one.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, see, she is a fan. That is on Paramount Plus.
I've been
right
to
now.
Sonic the restaurant. I've been there.
Man, the closest Sonic to where I live is like 80 miles away.
Yeah, there's not one really close to where I live, but I like my travels. I've eaten Sonic.
Anyway, that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right, thank you for that. The Coop Scoop on Entertainment. And have I told you that this portion of the show made possible by Express Pros? I have now. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. I love these dopey draft stories. We got another one out of Minnesota building up the legend of J.J. McCarthy, who was projected as a second-round pick a couple months ago, and now he was drafted in the top 11 of the draft. So there's a story bouncing around that the Vikings had sent J.J. McCarthy a copy of their playbook, and they taped a $100 bill to the end of it just to see if he actually read the playbook. And the legend goes like this. McCarthy mailed that $100 back to the GM of the Vikings and said, "Save this for when I win you the Super Bowl." Oh, like a Disney movie. Like a Hallmark moment. And, yeah. Of course, that's the opposite. The most famous story of that was the Raiders drafted a quarterback. Number one. Jamarcus Russell. And he was having a tough start to his career. And so they gave him, if I remember correctly, was it a VHS tape at that time still? Or was it a DVD? I forget exactly what they did, but they gave him something to watch tape on for the upcoming opponent, and then it must have been a VHS tape because they got it back, and he hadn't watched it, but he said he watched it, and it was in the same spot. They kept track of what he was watching. Anyway, enough of that. We got to get to Sports Jeopardy. If those guys on hold want to play, they can. Otherwise, 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show's archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's America's most popular game show.
Get out of here!
Sports Jeopardy.
You know what a nickel defense is. How about penetration? Do you know how to get good penetration?
This is Fox Sports Radio.
And now here's your host.
The radio host who loves you.
Ben Maller.
And right to the game we go. We welcome in Will in Boston. Hello, Will. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Welcome in. Good to have you here, Will. And you're going to play, and you will be going against... It says here, the Fugazi, who's in Minnesota. Hello, Fugazi.
Hey, okay.
Oh, there's a lot of noise. I hear a lot of noise behind
you. Sorry.
All right. By the way, I did want to shamelessly promote my podcast. If you listen to today's fifth hour podcast, we will have exclusive details on an upcoming Maller meet and greet. But right now, let's play the game. Gentlemen, are you ready? The categories are draft day and unforgettable upsets. Will, you were on the air first, so please pick your category.
Let's go draft day.
Okay. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Your name is your buzzer. If you would like to answer the question, you are dinged for incorrect answers. We'll start for $200 draft day. I tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Joe Burrow.
Fugazi. Will.
Fugazi.
Cincinnati Bengals.
That is correct. All right, $400 draft day of the category. I tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Shaquille O'Neal.
Fugazi. Will.
Fugazi.
Orlando Magic.
That is correct. The Orlando Magic. And Fugazi off to a good start. $600. I give you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted him. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Fugazi.
Well.
Fugazi.
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, this guy's on a roll here. What's going on? Will, you can't even get in, Will. This guy Fugazi.
I know,
so,
I'm trying.
I mean, this guy, what is going on with this guy? All right.
He's quick.
He is. Draft day, the category. I'll tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted him for $800. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant.
Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Damn. Oklahoma Thunder.
No. We're not going to give you that. The streak ends. Would you like to steal, Will?
Kevin Durant. No. Supersonics.
Yeah, it's the Seattle Supersonics was the team. Yeah. All right, last one this category, and here we go. Draft day, $1,000. I'll give you the player. Give me the team that drafted him. Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver. Fugazi. Emmanuel Fugazi.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nice. There you go. Good job by you. You got that one right. All right, we got time to do a couple more unforgettable upsets for $200. This wild card team went on an improbable Super Bowl run, defeating the New England Patriots, who were seeking a perfect season.
Fugazi. New York Giants.
Oh, Will, you're in Boston, Will. How could you let Fugazi get that one right, Will? Oh, my God.
Yo, this dude is so damn quick. Oh,
I know. All right. Well, I think it's over. I think we're going to call it over now. Will, it did not work out for you, but try again down the line. Fugazi, you want to come back next week? You were good, man.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
Right. All right, we'll have you on. Cook, get his number. We'll have him on next week. There is Fugazi. That's a Sports Jeopardy, a domination situation. That guy could take on Mo in Brooklyn, Uncle Mo.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC.
We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.